Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Certainly was an unusual year for the Timberwolves. Karl Anthony Towns sent to the New York Knicks. And then they pick up Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo. And it was a work in progress much of the year. Some injuries along the way to DiVincenzo and Randle. And finally, the Timberwolves gain their footing, get into the top six, avoid the play-in. And now they're on the brink of eliminating the Golden State Warriors. They could do it tomorrow night at home. And here are the Timberwolves, now with a chance to get back to the Western Conference Finals for the second year in a row. And Kevin Lynch joins us. He's a Timberwolves analyst for FanDuel Sports Network. Kev, good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great, Steve. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, how about this weather?
I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's like the middle of summer here in May. We're getting spoiled.
You know what's funny about the weather is, like, it's one of the things I like to do when I go down to Florida in the wintertime when it's freezing cold here. Is one thing I like about the weather in Florida, as opposed to, say, Arizona, is I like the humid nights. Like, the humidity warms up the air, you know, like at night Florida someplace, and it's like, you know, 74 degrees and warm, humid air. And because, you know, you go to Palm Springs or Arizona, and they get at night, it's pretty chilly.
Yeah.
But I like some humidity. Now, I don't want it like 95 degrees and 90%. That's ridiculous, but that's hard to be in. But a little bit of humidity, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, no doubt. And then we're getting to the point in some parts of the state really do need the rain. Those fires up north, certainly scary. And it looks like we may get some on Thursday, and it's going to cool down a little bit. You know, I get outside in the real hot, humid stuff, and I just want to come back in and watch golf on TV. I want to shut down.
Yeah, no, you got to admit, though, May and September are typically fabulous months.
Yeah, and it just unusually warm again today. Yeah. Timberwolves. Here they are on the brink. Now, the Golden State Warriors don't have Steph Curry, and we'll have more on the series specifically. But here we are, and for the second year in a row, the Timberwolves have a chance to go to the conference finals and make it to the final four teams alive in the NBA. That's pretty darn good, considering where this franchise had been for so long. Wandering in the wilderness, just really struggling, never able to get their footing. And now, you know, it's a chance to go to the conference finals 2 years in a row. That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's, yeah, talk about, you know, a losing franchise for many years. And then you had Garnett coming, and he played great here, obviously. We all know that. And so they had some good years there, too, as far as making the playoffs. But, no, we got to appreciate this. You know, there's, you know, with you know, the Gopher men's team, you know, at times struggling to win, have winning seasons, and the Timberwolves, you know, for a long time not, you know, being one of the bottom teams in the NBA. You know, people forget that this is a really healthy basketball state But when the Wolves are losing and the Gophers aren't doing very well, and you know, I know the Lynx have done a nice job for the most part, but you know, people forget that basketball is really popular in this state, and there's a ton of high school talent being pumped out basically every year. A lot of people don't know that, but it's so when the Wolves are winning and they're one of the top teams in this league, and they're going to have a chance to get to the West Finals, and who knows who they play, but they're going to have a chance to go even deeper than that, hopefully. So that's good for the sport of basketball in this state.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, that are kind of like, well, the Timberwolves caught a break and Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly one of those where actually I would have preferred Steph Curry to be available and the Timberwolves beat Golden State and the great Steph Curry and advance to the conference finals. Now, injuries happen, and the Timberwolves have a chance to win it in five tomorrow night at home at Target Center. And I get the feeling it's imperative because there's talk that Curry could return as soon as the game six. There's a layoff between five and six. It wouldn't play again until Sunday if the Warriors are able to keep the series alive. And then you get Curry back, and you never know, because, once again, he's one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, and you put so much focus on, let's just say he comes back in game six or seven or whatever, and if it gets to that point, and then you focus on him, and then that opens up things for his teammates. And so I don't think you want to mess with that. You got to try to finish this at home, you know, tomorrow. And the problem is, as you know, Steve, you've followed the Wolves. This entire season has been so up and down for the Wolves. Now, you know, basically from March, early March up until now, they've played way better. But they're just a team that can, when the Timberwolves are at their best, they can beat any team in this league in the opponent's building. But at the same time, they also can play so poorly that, like in game one against Golden State at home, it was just, it reminded me of like October and November. Just, I mean, that was one of their worst games of the season in the first game of a second round in the playoffs at home. And you'd lay an egg like that. It was embarrassing almost watching that game. But so you don't know what you're going to get with the Wolves. And hopefully, you know, starting tomorrow night, they can finish the series and get ready for whoever's next and kind of tap into that consistency that's kind of been lacking most of the season. So if they can do that, Steve, this Wolves team is good enough, talented enough, and deep enough to get to the NBA Finals. And if that would happen, the state would explode.
Yeah. Tough ticket already at Target Center. A lot of excitement around the team. Yeah, you're right. That game one, because Curry went out relatively early, there was still a lot of game. And the Timberwolves, what's been really refreshing is with the game on the line, like for instance last night, they just absolutely dominated that third quarter and blew out Golden State. And even though Golden State had a pretty good fourth quarter, I think the game was decided. But there are other stretches where they have played poorly at times, but have still been able to respond late, and that speaks to what you said. I felt in that Lakers series, you know, they just had a lot more depth. You know, the Lakers have LeBron James, obviously, and Luka Doncic, and then, you know, they had, you know, other guys. I mean, they're NBA players. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you're not a very good player and be on an NBA roster, but not the depth of the Timberwolves.
No, that's why when the Wolves matched up with the Lakers in that first round, I thought, okay, I like this, because the Lakers, all the hype with the trade back in February and Doncic and especially what Doncic did to the Wolves last spring, you know, but That this Laker team this year is not Dallas from last year, and I thought Wolves can win this series. Well, they, like you said, they kind of dominated. You know, not a lot of depth. They're a very top heavy team. You got a couple really, you know, good or great players. Then after that, it sinks pretty quickly. And it's kind of the same thing with Golden State. You know, top heavy, Butler now, and then Curry. Then Curry's out, but if the Wolves, whoever they play next, let's just say it's the Thunder in the West Finals, that will change because that's a deep team, a young team, a talented team. And if you don't go into that series, if the Wolves get there and you don't play consistently well, you're going to have very little shot to advance to the NBA championship. So, but the two matchups, the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors, I think the Wolves are the better team, and they proved it. They've been the better team in this series, and for sure they were in the Lakers series.
Yeah, so outside of game one, Ant's been good, but Julius Randle has been huge.
Great. No, he's been their best player. I mean, look at Edwards has been up and down. Gobert, really, I mean, except for game five against the Lakers, you know, Rudy was great. But, God, Julius has been just, he's been really good and consistent. And Jaden McDaniels has shot the ball well. That's been encouraging to see. And Edwards was explosive at times in these two series. But, yeah, no, Randall, Steve, has been really good. It's been fun to watch. He just looks so confident shooting the ball and everything else as well, just kind of running the team offensively, just initiating. That's been one of the great coaching decisions, in my opinion, with this team this year. The first couple months of the season, they isolated Randall, put him in the post, and just kind of tried to make him a scorer, and that just wasn't working. And then when Finch, like in December, January, started to just kind of inverted the floor and took Randall, and he kind of initiated the offense and stayed on the perimeter a bit more, that took the pressure off him, and he played better after that. And then when he came back from the injury in March, he's played really well, and it's been great to see him play like this right at the end of the season.
Yeah, another guy that I think deserves a lot of credit, this team going to the conference finals, and once again he's been around a long, long time, is Mike Conley, and maybe doesn't game in, game out, you know, while you with the scoring or the assist totals and that sort of thing, but I get the sense as an observer that he's just such a calming influence, that he has such great influence over all those players and has so much respect around the NBA that having Conley around has been huge for Anthony Edwards and everybody else.
What is Finch? Chris Finch likes to call him the adult in the room. You know, the guy who, you know, he's kind of in between a coach and a player. And yeah, his words carry some weight. These guys all listen to him, look up to him. And it was a little frustrating at the very end of the game last night when, man, the Wolves were like falling to pieces. The, you know, Warriors just didn't have enough time to, what, they cut it to seven or whatever it was. And I was like, God, get Conley in there to kind of settle everybody down. And but yeah, his voice, he's still a good player, and his maturity, and for that matter, Rudy Gobert's maturity too. I know Chris Finch, you know, Rudy can sometimes frustrate, you know, just can't catch and you know, he'll struggle moving around when teams are playing small and fast. But I know Finch loves the maturity of Conley, the point guard, and Gobert as well, too. So it's, yeah, that, you know, it's moments like this where you start getting into mid-May, late May, early June. You got to rely on those guys like Gobert and the veterans and Conley and others to kind of lead you, and they've done a nice job, those two in particular.
Kevin Lynch joining us, FanDuel Sports Network, Timberwolves analyst on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. A couple of thoughts on the playoffs. They're underway tonight. I'm a little bit surprised. Indiana, they're right back in the game now. Cleveland had a big lead early. They're trying to stay alive. 56-52, Cavs over the Pacers. Indiana up 3-1 in that series. That may be the biggest surprise so far in the playoffs, how the Pacers are going.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, and some of this run that the Pacers have been on, Steve, I'd have to go back and look at the schedule, but Indiana came late into the season into Target Center. They had four of their five starters, didn't even play that night. I don't know if you remember this game. I don't know if it was like maybe a couple months ago, 2.5 months ago, something like that. February, early March, And with basically all bench guys, they came storming back.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
And hit a last-second shot, I think, or something. It was real dramatic at the end and beat Minnesota. And then the Wolves go to Indiana less than a week later. You know, you play the Pacers just twice during the season, and the Pacers just hand it to the Wolves. And I don't know. And they've just been on a run ever since. And I kind of thought they might hit the playoffs and then, you know, come down to reality a little bit. But, man, they have been just on a roll, Indiana has, and they just jump on Cleveland and win both games in Cleveland to start the series. Cleveland had the best record in the NBA in the regular season. So that Indiana team, man, they, if it's like Indiana and New York, that would be an interesting Eastern Conference Finals. But, yeah, that team is just they're in sync right now.
Yeah, and then Knicks-Celtics, just the horrid news on the Achilles for Jason Tatum. I mean, that's just brutal injury. And the Celtics down 3-1. And then on the flip side for the Knicks, Jalen Brunson. He's got to be the playoff MVP to this moment.
Yeah, he's such a, when I watch him play, he's lefty, which makes it kind of weird trying to corral him or whatever. But then he's so herky-jerky. He just kind of – he's a good example. A lot of young kids, young basketball players, you know, he's not a guy that's like a Russell Westbrook or a Derrick Rose, just, you know, dunking on in, just jumping all over quickness and speed and all that kind of stuff. You know, most young kids, they can play if they really watch – they should watch a guy like Brunson instead of some of these really ultra-athletic point guards. I mean, he's just crafty, understands positioning. Oh. Really good shooter, outside shooter, and knows how to draw fouls. He's just hard to stop. And, you look at him, he's 6'1", 6'2". He's not a massive point guard, but he just understands how to play. And he's got a toughness to him. You know, went to Villanova. And Tom Thibodeau, he must like those Villanova Wildcats because he's stockpiling them in New York.
Yeah, Brunson's just been huge. And if they're able to seal the deal, it's going to be tough for the Celtics to come back, obviously, with Tatum out with the Achilles injury. And then one other thought, you can't make it up, the NBA draft lottery and how that went down, and the kid from Duke, Cooper Flagg, headed for the Mavericks, of all things. That's wild.
I heard you guys talking beforehand about, I've always kind of thought that back in 85 when Ewing
came out. Yeah, the Ewing thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, well, we're going to do the ping pong balls in the back room and then we'll come out and...
right.
Then we're going to come out and let everybody know how it turns out. And people ask me, it's like, oh, it's so rigged. I was like, I don't know. I really don't know. What's going on with all that stuff? I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about it, worrying about it, but I am glad the kid looks like he's going to be in the Western Conference. So, you know, if he's going to be with Dallas, it'll be more fun watching him three or four times a season than just two times if he was in the East. So,
yeah.
And I tell you what, after that big trade with Doncic and Anthony Davis, if Dallas ever gets healthy with Kyrie Irving and Davis and the rest of those big guys, now you got this kid coming in that apparently is going to be a really good NBA player. If things go right and they stay healthy, tell you what, Dallas is going to be a handful the next couple of years. But that's a big if they can stay healthy.
Yeah, and for Davis, and I wanted to get one other thought. The Timberwolves dispatched Doncic, and I wanted to ask you about it. Is it one of those things where Luka Doncic, he's still a young guy. I mean, where maybe he can learn something about fitness and taking care of his body, because that's been one of the criticisms of Luka Doncic from LeBron James, because, you know, LeBron James is still a marvel. I mean, this guy's got a lot of NBA miles on him, and he's still in peak physical condition. It's extraordinary.
Yeah, did LeBron kind of criticize and bring that up as far as Doncic and his fitness?
Well, no, I'm just saying, though, that that's been a knock on Doncic in his career to this point. I don't know if LeBron said anything. Maybe he has. But the point being is, here's LeBron, who's just the model of taking care of his body and preparing for the season and staying in shape in season and getting ready for every game. It's a marvel. And does Doncic need more of that? I'm just asking you. I don't know if LeBron's ripped him at all, but you know, in this case.
It'll do him some good for sure. I mean, look at Zion Williamson with New Orleans. I mean, it's like there's a guy that's had even more issues, and he's going to continue. If I'm Zion Williamson, Steve, I save this money I'm making because he might be one of those guys where he hits like 10, 12 years in the NBA, and he has not taken care of himself, and he's been injured a lot, and he has a chance to just balloon up and be huge, and his knees are going to be shot, and he's got nothing left. And I'm not saying Doncic is going to be like Zion Williamson, but when you're given a body like Williamson or Doncic, you got to be a little bit careful. I mean, those like Doncic can blow up too. So keep your weight down and do what you have to do. And look at your teammate LeBron James and watch what he's doing. Diet. You got the money to spend on everything, so that shouldn't be something that's going to prevent you from getting in great shape. But if Doncic can get in great shape and keep his weight low, the guy can play 15 or 20 years and make a ton of dough.
Yeah, avoid the In-N-Out drive-thru.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
If you can,
yeah.
When you're out there. I'll
take care of that, Luca. You get and do your nutrition and your workouts, okay?
Yeah, for sure. Kev, always good. Thanks.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Steve. Good to talk to you.
There he is, Kevin Lynch, FanDuel Timberwolves analyst, joining us. Wolves and Warriors tomorrow night. Wolves can close them out in 5 with a win at Target Center.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.